started with some old colour slides. The very first colour film I ever took in 1964, when I went to photograph views from the Tyne Bridge. This was at a time when Newcastle was a very industrial city and there was a lot of fogs and a lot of pollution, and it was very atmospheric, very Turner-esque. I painted the triptych 4 years ago from those slides, and then I returned to the Tyne Bridge 3 years ago and took photographs of those views and other views today, where it's a transformation. The air is as clear as a bell. The architecture is now postmodernist, and all the old buildings have been cleaned up and restored. So that's how it really started. And having completed the Tyne series, I then looked to other images of bridges and started on the Brooklyn Bridge series, which was a result of a visit to New York about 2 years ago. And then finally, I realised that I got some quite interesting images of Sydney Harbour Bridge, which we were there about 4 years ago. And we got caught in a rainstorm, and there were some quite dramatic images, which I thought would somehow complete the series and end the narrative, as it were, involving more pictures of people.